everyone, it's Jana here with Gentlemen, and it's the 2nd of April today, and it's the last time I'm walking back from school for, well, about 2 weeks I think we're off. I think we're having an intake day as well on the Monday, so yeah, it's actually going to be 2.5 weeks off for the kids, and today is a short day, which is why I'm rushing back, because I need to do some work. And some last minute housework, such as hoovering before I'm picking up the kids early to go into their well-deserved Easter holidays. It was fairly easy to get Henry to put school uniform on once he understood that this is the last day of school today, so he'll be fine. And then it's 2 weeks of playing. I think he's quite happy about that. The wind has subsided, which I think is Murphy's Law, because I haven't really got that much to report. Went out last night with some mums. Some friends of the, school mum friends, I should call them. We sort of hook up every term, just to sort of go out, catch up. Because even though we see each other at the school gate, we all work. So we tend to either miss each other or there's not enough time to catch up, really. So it's quite nice if we don't manage to go out for a cup of tea in between, to just go out just before Christmas and around Easter, and then again before the summer holidays, just for a catch up and for a fun night out. And it was fun. We went to a local restaurant, I think they shut at 10, because they gave us a bill before we even asked for it. It's a bit odd. And it looked like they were clearing up. But yeah, it was good fun, and I'm certainly looking forward to a break. Have a nice Easter weekend first. So I've got loads of chocolate. My mum has sent some as well. So I just need to find the Easter baskets now. Yeah, find all the Easter stuff. We've got loads of Easter decorations, because that's what you do in Germany. You put lots of little decorations out, lots of little bunnies and what else do we have? What I tend to do is, because I don't get around to it in the autumn, we've got lots of forsythia bushes around the house. So everything that looks overgrown, I tend to just cut those off and then use them for some Easter twigs. Now this year the forsythia is already out, as in I can see the yellow flowers, but usually it isn't yet. But it was quite warm a few weeks ago, and I think that's when everything started to bloom, and now it's gone all cold again. It's a bit weird. So yeah, and forsythia is actually ideal for something like that, because you can just take the twigs, they look completely empty and bare, and then you can put your colourful Easter eggs and little chicks and whatever on there, and then especially in the warmth of the house, it doesn't take long for the yellow flowers to come out, and then once they fall off, don't they, and then it all comes out in green, which is really lovely, and it's really nice, sort of a symbol of Easter and spring. And which reminds me, I'm missing the Easter service at the church right now. Apparently that's where the school's going. But as I said, I've got work to do and breakfast to eat, so I'm gonna give that one a miss. Just having a look. There's quite a few things that need cutting back, actually. That's what we do for Easter, and then obviously the Easter egg hunt. There are lots going on in the local area as well. But it's just it's nice to have one at home as well. even though it's mostly too wet or cold at Easter to do it outside in a garden. I think we managed that only one year, so we usually do it around the house. But yeah, we always do that. Yeah, it's gonna be good to have 2 weeks off. Anyway, so I hope you all have a very happy Easter. Yeah, if your kids have holiday as well, enjoy. And yeah, let's hope it gets a bit warmer and the wind doesn't take up again, so we can all look forward to a quiet, less blustery time. Thanks for listening, and I'm sure I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.